Dylan and Blod Talk About Di, written by Peter Huntley. Did you hear about Di?
No.
Oh.
Why?
Oh, nothing.
Oh.
Well, aren't you interested?
No.
Oh. He's joined the Scouts.
Oh.
He's got to learn a lot of new skills.
Like sewing and life-saving?
Yes.
Oh.
And refining heroin.
Is that what Scouts do, then?
Apparently.
Oh.
Pity the Scout hut is so far away, though.
Where is it?
Afghanistan.
Oh. I didn't know the Scouting movement was active in Afghanistan.
Oh, the Scouts are active everywhere.
Does he have to wear a uniform?
Oh, yes. Even has a woggle to play with.
Oh.
Well, the Scoutmaster called it a woggle.
Did it look like a woggle?
No. It looked like an AK-47.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm no expert on modern Russian military small arms, but judging by the length of the barrel and the size of the clip, I'd say it was definitely a Kalashnikov, manufactured circa 1998.
Oh.
In the weapons factories around the city of Kursk, made from black steel smelted in the Irkutsk region.
So it was definitely a gun then?
Well, if the Scoutmaster wants to call it a woggle, that's his business.
So did Di get one of these woggles too, then?
Oh, yes.
What's he supposed to do with it?
Oh, he stuck a fishing line to the end of it.
Good fishing in Afghanistan, is there?
Di says there might be.
What else did he say?
Dib, dib, dib.
Oh.
And dob, dob, dob.
Is that what they say in Afghanistan?
No. It's what they say in the Scouts.
Oh. Why?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a scout.
Oh.
But if the Scoutmaster says dib, dib, dib to you, you have to respond with dob, 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 pretty sharpish-like.
Why?
Because otherwise he pokes you with his woggle.
That can't be pleasant.
I can certainly think of more pleasant activities than being poked by a woggle for not saying dob, dob, dob fast enough.
Yes, there must be plenty of such activities.
But Di seems to like it. So woggle poking in Afghanistan remains on the agenda.
So, when Di comes back from Afghanistan, do you think he'll be a more mature person with all his newfound skills?
Oh, yes. Di says he's got lots of badges to earn. He's especially excited about the mine laying badge.
Oh, yes. Di does love the mines.
Well, obviously. Just like Tarzan.
Except that Tarzan was raised by apes in a jungle, and Di was raised by donkeys in a coal mine.
Oh.
I think you're getting confused between Tarzan the Ape Man, created by Edgar Rice Burroughs in 1912 and turned into a series of highly successful movies starring Johnny Weissmuller, and Tarzan Pugh from Ponty, who comes round to read the coal meter every month.
Oh, yes. But apart from that, they are exactly the same, don't you think?
Oh, very. Remember when he could only say hee-haw?
Oh, I know. And look at him now.
Yes. Now he can say dob, dob, dob too.
And dib, dib, dib at a pinch.
He'll go far, will Di?
Of course he'll go far. He's off to Afghanistan. That's pretty far.
Well, it's not very near.
Is it further than from here to Bangor?
Blood. It's further than Bangor. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's not even in Wales.
Oh? So it's in England, then?
Best we don't speak of it.
Well, we can't have that.
What?
Di going to England. Afghanistan, I thought. That's a safe place. But now you go and tell me that it's an English place.
Well, it isn't in Wales, that's for sure. I'd have heard about it.
Oh, heavens. I can't allow Di to be running around England with an unrestrained woggle. Who knows what they'll do to him? We'll have to stop him, Dylan.
How?
Well, Well, we'll just have to remonstrate with him.
Oh, we'll remonstrate, will we?
And if that doesn't work, I'll just have to sit on his woggle until he gives in.
Just so long as I don't have to sit on his woggle.
Dylan, if I tell you to sit on a woggle, you will sit on a woggle. Do you hear me? Whether it's Di's woggle or the Scoutmaster's woggle, you will sit on it.
Oh.
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 Blood?
Yes, Dylan.
I've never sat on a woggle before.
Well, there's a first time for everything, Dylan.
But what if it goes off?
Well, Dylan, you'll just have to take it on the chin, won't you?
You are still talking about Di's woggle, aren't you?
What else would I be talking about?
Di's dib.
Dylan, if Di dibs at you, you dob right back. And if Di wants his woggle, he'll have to dib harder and faster than you can dob.
I'm not much of a dobber.
Well, you never joined the Scouts, did you?
No, they didn't want me. They said that every time I came near them, they kept hearing Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield.
Why was that then?
Because Mike Oldfield kept following me on a wheeled organ and playing Tubular Bells whenever I tried to talk to anyone.
And what did you do about it?
They wanted me to do some waterboarding.
Why didn't you?
Can't surf.
Oh.
So, how are we going to get hold of those woggles?
Well, the Scoutmaster keeps them in the boot of his car.
Oh.
So I've got him a surprise.
You mean the car bomb?
Yes.
Oh. Do you think anyone will notice?
Of course not. He used to be a politician.
Oh. That's all right then.
Dylan and Blod Talk About Di was written by Peter Huntley and produced for Cornucopia Radio by Peter Beeston. It featured the voices of Melanie Crawley and Ian Carter. This work is released under a Creative Commons agreement. For more information, visit us online at cornucopia-radio.co.uk.